Chapter 5. Frankenstein travels to England. My father thought that travel would be a good idea for me, and he agreed with my request to go to England. Of course, I could not tell him the real reason why I wanted to go, and that I was simply going to England to create another horrendous creature. Elizabeth and my father also suggested that my friend Henry should join me on my travels. Henry was very good company, and I enjoyed his friendship. But I wanted to be alone when I started the horrible task. I did not want Henry to see the monster. When it came time for Henry and I to leave, Elizabeth was sad, and as we said goodbye, I noticed tears in her eyes. I knew that she was worried about me, and that she wanted me to return as soon as possible. I first travelled to Strasbourg, and met Henry there after 2 days. Henry was excited and enthusiastic about everything he saw. But it was impossible for me to notice anything beautiful. My only thoughts were of the monster and the work that I had to do. As we travelled along the Rhine, my friend pointed out all the wonderful natural sights that surrounded us. My friend was full of life and joy. He was the opposite of me. After Holland, we took a ship to England, and eventually, on a clear December day, I saw the white cliffs of the country's coastline. We agreed to spend the first period of our stay in London. I wished to meet those scientists who would help me with my work, and my friend wished to see as much of the famous city as possible. I tried to appear happy to Henry, but my thoughts were focused only on the monster and that fateful promise I had made. I began to collect the instruments I would need to complete my work. I was very unhappy. I hated the thought of my job. After 2 months in London, Henry and I received an invitation to visit Scotland. I wanted to leave the city and be back amongst the forests and mountains. In Scotland, I would be able to begin my work. We travelled through England, and on one occasion visited the Lake District. Henry was so happy with the beautiful surroundings he found that he declared he could live there and forget Switzerland. I was, however, still very anxious and fearful. I knew that the monster would be growing impatient. I was frightened that he knew where my family lived, and that he could harm them if he became angry. The friend who had invited us to Scotland lived in the city of Perth, but I wanted to be alone. I told Henry that I was going to continue travelling north, and that I wished to do so on my own. My friend was a little upset, but he understood. I promised him that I would write often. I found a place for my work on the small group of islands to the north of Scotland known as the Orkneys. I was very isolated and alone. I knew that when my work was finished, the monster would arrive, and that I would be able to leave my self-imposed prison and begin my life with Elizabeth. But my work was difficult. I began to think of my brother who had been murdered by the monster. "And now I am creating another," I thought sadly. "What if this creature is even more evil? What if she doesn't like the monster and finds him as terrifying as everyone else?" Although the monster had promised that the two of them would leave Europe for South America once my work was finished, how could I be sure that this was true? What was I doing? Suddenly, I looked up at the window, and to my horror, I saw the monster by the light of the moon. The look on his face was terrible. So, he had followed me all the way here. I knew then that I could not create another creature like him. I had no choice. I destroyed the work before me. The monster watched as I destroyed the one thing he believed could make him happy. He let out a horrible, monstrous scream and disappeared from the window. I was now very frightened. Many hours passed, and I looked out of the window at the sea. Suddenly, I heard a boat arriving at the shore, followed by the sound of footsteps walking up the beach toward the house. I knew it was the monster. There was no escape. It was like a terrible nightmare. The door to my room opened, and there stood the monster. "Why have you destroyed the work which you promised me? Have you broken your promise? I have traveled many miles, and I have suffered hunger and cold. Do you think this was easy for me? Why are you destroying my hopes?" "Go away," I cried. "Yes, I am breaking my promise. I will not create another monster like you. Remember that I have power," the monster said. "You think that you are miserable now, but I can make you so unhappy that even the sunlight will be horrible for you. You are my creator, but I am your master. Do what I say." "You have power, but it does not mean that I will create another being like you. I will not be responsible for bringing more evil into the world." The monster looked at me angrily. "Every man has a wife. Every animal has a mate. Why must I be alone? Be careful, Frankenstein. You can destroy my happiness, but revenge will become more important to me than light or food. I may die, but first, you will be more miserable than you can imagine. I have no fear, and therefore I have power. You will be sorry." "Stop!" I cried. "I am not a coward. I will not change my mind." "Very well," said the monster. "But remember this. I will be with you on your wedding night." The monster left. In a few moments, I saw him disappear across the lake in his boat. It was silent again, but I heard the words of the monster in my head. "I will be with you on your wedding night." So that was it. The monster intended to kill me on my wedding night. I did not feel afraid, but when I thought of the tears that Elizabeth would shed, I cried for the first time in months. I knew that I had to be strong. I promised myself that I would not let my enemy destroy me. In the morning, the sun came up. My mood was better, and I felt calmer. I walked along the beach. A thought came to me. The sea was like a barrier between the rest of the world and me, and I wished that I could have just stayed on that barren island. If I went back, the monster would only hurt me, or hurt the ones that I loved so much. But I knew also that I was his creator, and that I must try to stop him. I walked around the island, and when it was midday, I fell asleep in the grass. I had not slept the previous night, and I was totally exhausted. When I awoke, I felt refreshed. Later, a boat appeared with a parcel of letters from Geneva, as well as a letter from Henry, who asked me to join him in Perth so the two of us could travel back to London together. He told me that he was bored and that he wished for my company again. I decided to leave the island in 2 days.